Welcome to another edition of Rap Sheet with Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks. One of the things you wanted to talk about was vacant property crimes. We have a number of structures, mostly residential or former residential properties, that are no longer inhabited. How do you keep those safe and not a potential place for a crime to happen?
Well, you know, of course, I'm a big fan of the broken window theories of crime prevention. And basically what that, you know, has proven out, especially in smaller communities, is that if you don't address the abandoned vehicles, the property damage, the broken windows, the abandoned, you know, residences, the abatement issues, if you don't deal with those, that's almost like a magnet for more bad things to happen. The next thing you see is you see burglaries and you see, you know, worse property damage, you know, grow from those. So we certainly want to, you know, develop our relationship with our own city's abatement process and code enforcement officer. And we want to be much more aggressive in providing the city the ammunition to either abate those or to help self-motivate property owners to clean up and make improvements in currently vacant and unused properties. And so some of those things, that, again, that we try to emphasize to the community is, you know, see it, hear it, report it. If you have a rundown, you know, residence that might be vacant in your neighborhood, number one, if there's easy access, if there's broken windows, if there's open doors, the police department would like to know about that. You can give us a call at our general business number at 421-7060, and we'll come out, take a look at that, see if we can't engage our code enforcement officer from City Hall and try to make sure that those abandoned properties are boarded up. We don't want to provide locations in our community where transients coming through, you know, can set up camp. We certainly don't want juveniles or young kids, you know, being able to get into abandoned properties. And we don't want them hurt. We don't want them engaging in different activities. And so, again, it really is a total community level of ownership. If there's something that's, you know, ugly, out of place, not safe, abandoned in a neighborhood, and it needs some level of attention, you know, we're here 24 hours a day. We want to hear about it at the Parsons Police Department.
You've been listening to Rap Sheet with Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks.